So what inspired you in the first place to become a comedian?
Okay. Look, I can blame one person for that, one specific person. And that was my friend Rachel at my mother's group.
Oh.
Because I always used to, like, we'd have mother's group once a week on a Tuesday, and you couldn't miss the Tuesday mother's group, otherwise you just would not survive the next week unless you were able to vent about the week. And it was funny because when we all had our second children, which we did quite close together, I think there was only one of us who didn't manage to give birth and then come back in time for the next mother's group, which was quite an achievement. So it was one of the poor ones. She actually gave birth in the foyer of the hospital. I think that was in an effort to get it out quickly on a Tuesday afternoon so she could be back for the next one.
Well, that's commitment. That's commitment right there.
Yeah, that's commitment. So mother's group was super important because I used to, like, it was my way of coping with motherhood.
Absolutely.
Come along to mother's group and tell funny stories and, so Rachel was nagging me for 9 years to do stand-up. That's how long it took me to actually get up to go and do it,
Wow. So that obviously is a real-life inspiration for you, things that you do in reality and in your day-to-day sort of routine. So is that common, though, in your shows to draw upon real-life things that happen to you all the time, and things like... you know, everyday happenings, was that something you use in your material?
Oh, absolutely, because it's authentic. You know, if you, I think if you can draw from your own life, and a comedian should be able to find the funny in anything, you know, and they should be able to find the funny in disasters that happen to them. Like, I flew Air Asia recently, and it was a very traumatic experience. And so I'm in the process of writing stuff on the first stage about it because it was like, it's disasters that are funny, you know. Nobody ever laughs because somebody just missed slipping on a banana peel, you know. So personal disasters or even world disasters, which are a little bit touchy sometimes, but really I like going there as well. Yeah, it's scary. But
what do you find unique about Australian humour?
I think it's very laconic. Australian humour, that's what I like about it. It's quite self-deprecating and it's very, very honest. Like, you know, Australian comics, they sort of call a spade a spade. But having said that as well, it's also very diverse and it's becoming increasingly diverse in the humour that we have and the humour that people like in Australia. But I think you don't realise how sort of different Australian humour is until you go overseas, especially to the US, because our humour is quite similar to British humour in a lot of ways. But when you go to the US, it's like, well, we swear a lot more. That's one of the first things. We swear a lot more than Americans, and they can get pretty quickly. Oh, God, yeah. they can be quite sensitive, whereas Australians, they just, to us, the F-bomb is just an adjective, you know.
Interesting, yeah. Because in popular American culture that we see, you know, the international audience sees America as a very sort of brash extrovert and very, you know, not particularly politically correct, but maybe that's a misdiagnosis, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is in some ways. I think there's an underlying conservatism in America, and obviously that's going to vary. Like, you know, America's a big country and there's a lot of diversity in there. But they still have a little bit of touchiness, especially with the swearing. But having said that, they've got some dark humour that I absolutely love as well. Last time I was in New York, which was September last year, I found a new favourite American comedian, a lady called Laurie Kilmartin. She's been on Conan. I was lucky enough to see her live at The Stand in New York. And she is fantastic. She's, she's got some stuff on YouTube. She's got her Conan set on there. And she's absolutely amazing, just laugh out loud funny. And she's a mum, and she makes fun of motherhood in a very, very dark way that wouldn't be everyone's cup of tea, but I absolutely love her because I really like the dark stuff. So
yeah,
cool.
Do you think that humour in America has influenced humour in Australia at all?
I think it has in a lot of ways. And again, it depends on which comics from which regions that Australians are trying to emulate. I remember a few years ago with the young comics especially, they all wanted to be Louis C.K. And they were all copying Louis C.K. And it's like, oh, here's another one. You know, the inflection is exactly the same and not as skillful in a lot of cases, unfortunately. But it has this trickle-down sort of influence. And I'm sure 10 years before that, it'd be, you know, the same thing with Seinfeld and then Robin Williams before then. So, you know, the comics who are really successful are going to have an influence on especially the newcomers to comedy because, like any industry, you're going to copy or try to copy the successful people. Mm. They're going to influence your style. But I think there's also a lot of originality in Australia as well. People like Luke Heggie, he is one of the best comics I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anyone else like him. He's got a very, very Australian sort of really dry but clever kind of style. And I see him as being quite unique. I really can't think of anyone else that has his same style.
All right, Christina, thanks very much for your talk today.
Yeah, no worries. Pleasure.
This evening. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot.